Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everyone to Sunday's Psychic Reading Show with Lennis. I hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July. I know I did with my family, and I hope that you enjoy too with your families and friends and extended family. Very good time. And if you're not in the United States and in Canada or Jamaica, I hope that you enjoyed your weekend as well, okay? Well, we've got some announcements before I begin. So the first thing I want to say is this week on the Essence of Success Radio Network is all about mental health. So I'm telling you now, we'll talk about it later at the end of the program, but all this week, every one of the shows, we're going to be dealing with mental health. And my show on Wednesday in the studio with Lennis, I'm going to be talking about mental health and relationships, who you're dating, who you're married to or you like to get with. Do you see the red flags? Do you understand who they are? Or are you being desperate and needy for someone in your life? Anyway, we will discuss all that on Wednesday with relationships, and the other shows will have themes as well. Now, also, notate, the full moon is July 12th, which is this Saturday, and the new moon is July 26th. Two Saturdays after that. So you want to mark your calendar. Full moon is the ending and new moon is the beginning. Okay, now as always, I always start with a prayer before we begin. So, dear love, enlighten what's dark in us. Strengthen what's weak in us. Mend what's broken in us. Bind what's bruised in us. Heal what's sick in us, and lastly, revive whatever peace and love that has died in us. Love, so be it. Thank you. I am that I am. That which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender. Love, so be it. Thank you. Now, I have posted the horoscopes. I do that too. I told you I had a lot of announcements before we start. So I'm going to read the horoscopes for the month of July, and then we shall begin the show with readings. Okay, so welcome everyone to my monthly horoscopes. Hope you enjoy the readings and return next month to see what's up. This month's reading will be two areas, relationships and money. And if after I read these, if you want to go back because you missed some about different signs, you can go to my website, The Essence of Success.com. That's the essence of success.com. And also let me tell you that phone number is 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, and she will be taking your questions. Okay, back to the horoscope. So as we begin, Aries, relationships. Aries, do you sometimes feel like you're beating a dead horse? Of course you do. When will change occur so that you can be happy? First off, stop settling for what is and get what you want. Be clear, Aries, of what you are looking for on a permanent basis, not some fly-by-night jock, so to speak. You're not just a notch in someone's belt. You are a value human being. Just think about love and what that truly means to you. Money. Savings would be good about now, Aries. I would start putting money back for a rainy day in the near future. So stick to your budget this summer and don't overspend and put yourself in harm's way, okay? Taurus. Relationships. Happen tense? Sounds familiar. It should. Stop messing around, Taurus, and get your butt in gear. Too much playing around lately, so let's get serious here. Summertime is a great time for you to cement any relationship, family, friends, or associates. If you don't pay heed, Taurus, you will be left out in the cold due to your own surmise. Money. Never has been too much of a problem for you, Taurus. You know how to reach your money goals. You're stubborn enough not only to do just that, but make it happen like yesterday. Gemini, relationships. Stop, look, listen to what your heart is telling you. You know it's true. You have so much to share and give, Gemini. Just don't wear your heart on your sleeve. You could meet quite a few new people during the summer period. Always good to expand your horizons. If you're involved with someone, well, guess what? It will only get better and better. Congrats, Gemini. Money. You do save when it's necessary or you have a major goal in front of you. This summer, take some time out and spend some money on you for a change. It will be well worth it, Gemini. Cancer. Relationships. Well, 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 Cancer. Get it, female or male. Happy birthday to you. Looking good, and I hope you are feeling good. Changes are all for the good right now for you, dear Cancer. Some folks will have to shore up their thinking and behavior. Yes, it's okay to get angry and upset. Come on now. You're a human being. Love is in the air for you, so go forth and enjoy. Remember, hold a little bit back. Don't expose all your cards right now. Money. If you have been in a pinch for money, that door will now open, Cancer. I know, huh? About damn time. Patience is a virtue, and good things will come to those that wait. As they say, the check is in the mail, Cancer. Leo. Relationships. What's up, Leo? You playing games? Better rein that foolishness in. Not a good look on you. If you are in a relationship, communication seems to be the problem. Best you two get an understanding of what you want for each other, now and future. Money. Spending like there is no tomorrow is not good, Leo. I know you like looking good and have an image to uphold. Now is not that time. You are starting to dip into your savings. Beware is talking to you. Don't do it. You'll be sorry later. Virgo, relationships. About damn time. How long can you hold on to a dream, fantasy, reality, or hope for? This month, Virgo, is your new beginning. There are several admirers around female and male Virgos in July. Pick one and enjoy the summer with. Nothing like fun in the sun with someone you enjoy to be around. I see a lot of couple dates coming up in your environment. Folks are always trying to hook you up, Virgo. Bless their hearts. They have no idea how picky you can be when it comes to love. Money. Hold on. The best is yet to come. Need money? Well, baby, it's coming your way. I will say it won't be easy. You will work hard for it, but it's yours, and do what you may. Libra, relationships. Talk about a turnaround. Nothing like balance in one's life. If you're involved or getting ready to be involved, this is a good time to enjoy that. Sometimes, Libra, you can be flaky about what you want. But this July and August, you will have it. Love music, sun, laughter is all in the air for you, dear Libra. Money. Things are looking pretty good for you. Don't see any money problems for you at this time. Enjoy your summertime, Libra. Scorpio, relationships. Look here, look there, look everywhere. Why? Love is standing right there in your face, Scorpio. What are you desiring in your life? Nothing is perfect, that's for sure. Scorpio, keep building your self-esteem and faith. He will appear when you least expect it. Money. This year has been enjoyable so far. Just keep tabs on your spending. I see money in November for you, Scorpio. Contract in nature. You finally get an answer regarding an investment. Sagittarius. Relationships. Come on, Sag. You know you got it in more ways than one. You are so loving, sometimes I think you miss your calling. Sometimes folks don't always understand your intentions, and that's okay. But you're a big-time lover, affectionate, and compassionate. July, your relationships with female or male will be so enjoyable. You don't want to miss anything happening. If single, your love life will pick up this month. Eyes are watching you, Sag. Money. You may have to work a little harder, but, hey, you play hard, too. So it balances itself out. Sag, do you. Just be careful how you spend. Capricorn, relationships. One day at a time, dear Cappy. You're going to have to let your guard down and open up. We all have been there, hurt, disappointed, betrayed. It just shows us what we don't need in our love life. In July, Capricorn, you will meet, if single, an unusual man, not your normal dating factor. Do opposites attract? Well, heck yeah, they do. And work it all out to boot. Get out in the sunshine and let your love light shine. You will be noticed. Money. The door is open. Walk right in and ask. It shall be given. Aquarius, relationships. Come see, come saw. Been there, done that. You are good to go. In July, Aquarius, take some well-deserved me time. Take time to reflect and get close to your true feelings. We all try to hide what we really feel, but the truth will always prevail. Your body and speech gives you away every time. Money, you are one of the blessed ones this month, so go out there and enjoy some pleasure principles, Aquarius, okay? Pisces, relationships. Everything comes together for the good. Expect a surprise in August, Pisces. What wasn't will now be. Grow your garden of love. Folks that are already in relationships, gardening, you must keep your plants watered. Single folks, get to the water and enjoy. Take a vacation this summer. You deserve one, so take it. Yes, prayers and desires are answered. Money. If you have been experiencing shortage, well, that is about to change, Pisces. Good news toward the end of July. Fabulous news in August concerning your finances. You will be so relieved. Okay, and that is the July horoscopes. And like I said, you can go to my website if you missed any of it while I was reading and go back and read it again for your particular sign. Okay, all right, let's start this psychic reading show. And our first caller up, and thank you for your patience, is area code 904, and who is this?
Hi, this is LaShondra.
Hi, LaShondra. How are you doing today?
I'm well. Thanks for asking.
Okay. And what's the question I can answer for you?
I've been involved with this older man since I've been here in Florida. His name is Kevin, and I'm just wondering, what do you see happening between me and him? Because I'm trying to relocate to Texas. So I'm trying to see what's going to happen between me and him when I leave.
He really loves you. You know, this guy really cares about you, LaShondra. He really does. Let me ask if he's going to leave when you leave to go to Texas.
I doubt it, because the thing is like, he's married.
Oh, okay. Well, I see you moving, so that is going to transpire. You are going to move to Texas. He loves you a lot. The guy cares about you. Like I said, I don't really see if he's going to locate or move or change his position. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Wait a minute. Him and his wife are going to separate. There's a divorce coming in November. They will be divorced. And it's like, finally.
Really?
Yeah. And in November, I see it's like, finally. The relationship hasn't been working for the past 3 years. It's kind of like they've been together for means, like to help each other financially.
Right. He told me he's been unhappy for a long time.
Yeah, he has. Well, a decision will be made, and they will be divorced in November. Now, maybe after that time, he might come out to Texas, start a new life with you there. But right now, there's issues there for them to make some decisions and be done with it, because there's not love there in the relationship. Like I said, they're still together as a mean of convenience. Okay, and
okay.
It has nothing to do with you, so don't feel bad. You didn't cause this. This is something, an A-B situation. When you came into the situation, things had already transpired way beyond anything for you. You were feeling a void at the time that you met this man, and then it just turned into something greater.
Because I actually went through a divorce. My divorce was finalized in May, and I'm here in Florida, and I don't have any family. And when he trained me for my job. He actually was my trainer for my job. And that's how we ended up getting acquainted. And he told me that he was at the end of a divorce, and I believed him. But then he, after drilling him, he finally told me that, you know, he wasn't. And I asked him, why did he lie to me? And he said, because he felt like I wouldn't have given him a chance.
He's right. He's telling you the truth. Because it's a void in his life. He's looking for happiness, not sex. That's fine between you. The man is looking for happiness. He wants to be happy and he wants to be in love. Who doesn't? We all want those two things, happiness and love. And so when you came along, like I said, it started out as a void. You were fulfilling a void. After a while, it became something greater. It was no longer a void. Feelings and emotions came in. Okay? So I understand why you're moving, and you are going to move. But like I said, when he's divorced in November, and I'm sure that you two are going to continue to talk to each other, because I don't see you not communicating, at that time, he may decide to move out to Texas and start all over again, a new life, a new beginning. So for right now, there's not going to be too much change. You'll just be as it is until you move to Texas. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's just going to go on as is.
Right. When do you see the move? That's what I'm trying to – that's what's up in the air for me. It's like, when is
September.
The actual move?
September.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it looks like a couple of relatives are going to come to Florida to help you move. They're going to fly out. Help drive.
Yeah,
the
I know my
drive.
Sister was supposed to. Yep.
Okay. Yep, because it's a U-Haul
that
truck,
so
and they're
going
to come help you. Yep, told you it's going to happen. You'll be gone in September.
Okay.
But the relationship will still be there, so you guys are not quitting each other and not going to be together. You won't be together physically, but mentally, because there's a distance there, but mentally you'll still be together. But like I said, come November, hey, the man might come on out there and be with you. So he does love you a lot. Oh, you're most welcome, LaShondra, and thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week there, young lady. All right. Area code 313, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. How are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
Fine, thank you. My name is Sherelle. I love
Hi,
your
Sherelle.
Little daily horoscopes. Thank you. Hi.
Oh, you're most welcome. I try and do them every month. Sometime I might be a day late.
Well, I'm a Sag.
I try to get them
I'm a
done
Sag.
Every month.
Well, I'm a Sagittarius. What is your sign?
Capricorn.
Oh, Lord.
The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end of the year. We ended and we started.
Wow. Okay.
But Sag, yeah. You guys, good
yeah,
things are happening for you.
I don't think so.
Okay, well,
yeah.
Ask me a question. Everybody gets one question, so give me a question.
Now, what do you see coming up, Ward? How do you feel about this? Do you think me and this guy are going to have a future together? His name is Michael.
Okay.
Because I think he's playing games. I don't know.
You know, you have a really – let me tell you something before you tell me about Michael. In fact, don't. Let me tell you about him.
Okay.
You have a very pretty name. Your name was given to you out of a blessing. I don't know if your mom told you that or you know that, but Sherelle –
No, she named me
almost,
after the singer.
Okay, well, that particular name is like angelic, so it's a blessing.
Oh.
So you have a powerful name. Okay,
thank
now
you.
Let me see what's up with you and Michael.
The Michael. No matter, Michael. Oh, Lord, this boy, I don't know what to do with him.
Well, Michael is confused, I can tell you that. He wants love, but I don't think he knows what love is. Okay, let me tell you about him now. I don't think he knows what love is. He has some issues, and it's going to go back to his mother. I think it's understanding of how to treat a woman, how to love, be happy, understanding, communication. So I don't think those things were presented to him in such a manner. So he's just kind of learning along his path. That doesn't mean if you feel like he's mistreating you, it's just that he doesn't understand. So, you know, he's kind of confused, like, what to do. So sometimes it may seem to you, Sherelle, like he's flip-flopping, you know,
yeah,
or as young people say, he's changing the script. He just doesn't understand or doesn't know. What you need to do is just say, you know what, babe, when you say certain things, sometimes I think you hurt my feelings. Maybe you're playing or maybe you're being serious, but I don't understand that. Well, maybe he don't understand what he's saying at the time. Maybe it's not meant out of being mean-hearted or mean-spirited. It's just that that's the best that he knows. You know, in life, we go by the best of our knowledge and ability until someone shows us something new or expand our understanding, right? So what you need to do with Michael is just talk to him. Don't get so upset with him. Talk to him and tell him, you know, like I said, you know, I don't understand your conversation. Let me help you. Or even better, like if he's close to a minister, I see a minister, like church, maybe a man to speak with, you know, this experienced older gentleman that can tell him, you know, you like Sherelle? Well, maybe, honey, look at it this way, son, how you should treat her then and how you should talk to her. Yeah, just old man experience, because I'm not picking up a spirit on him at all. I'm not. So he's a good guy. He just needs a little understanding. He's confused. Don't walk away from him yet, Sherelle. Give him a chance, okay?
We were together for years. We did. We split it for a year now.
Okay. Okay. Give him a chance. He is a good man. Give him a chance. He's just confused.
He's confused about? Is he confused about me or other girls, or I don't know?
He's just confused, like, how to treat a woman.
Oh, that's what it is.
That's what it is, honey. He just doesn't know how to treat a woman. Once he gets that understanding, the brother will be on fire. I'm trying to give you that opportunity for some other woman. Enjoy that. You two have an understanding, so just get that communication going, you know? You two, your relationship can work out, you know? That's all. It's just a communication and understanding. So you're a woman, you help him, and if you don't understand, then you too talk to an older woman that can, you know, nurture you in communication if you don't always understand how to speak to him, you know?
Okay, so don't, I should let go of my other friend I've been talking to. His name is Sam.
Girl, Sam can bring the sex, can't he? He's a good sexual partner. I can feel it. Gone with it, brother. Gone with it now. I'm gonna be like, well, I can't touch this. Sam, right now, he's feeling that void for you. A lot of fun. He's filling the void. That's what I'm picking up on, Sam. He's a lot of fun. Enjoy.
You've got quite a few callers in tow.
Okay,
just wanted to let you know.
Anyway, I would think, you know, Sam, he's okay. Go for it and see. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Sherelle. Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful week, too.
All right. Too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Area code 914, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. My name is Faiza.
So, I'm sorry. Could you say your name again, please?
It's Faiza, but you can call me Fai for short if that's easier.
Okay, Fai. Okay, and what can I answer for you today?
I just wanted to know if there were any pleasant surprises regarding my finances on the horizon.
Okay. I picked up right away one outstanding bill, and then I got two.
Huh.
There's a possibility you might have to go to court on one. Collections? I think it looks like you two were fighting back and forth about it, about what you owe or you don't owe that amount. But it looks like it's going to go to collections. I'm also seeing there's a possibility of an attorney involved in this. Yep, I'm picking up there's a bill that you're going to have to deal with right away. That's what I'm picking up. That I'm seeing two, but one is going to go to collections, and I guess you might need an attorney as far as what you plan to pay them or what you feel is justified to pay them. So I see that aspect. What did you want to know? Was there any money coming in? Because that's all I'm picking up at this time.
Well, right now I do have two legal matters, but they're not collections related. It's, you know, these are cases that are coming up within the next week or two, and I just wanted to know if I would be successful with them or any monetary gain.
Well, one, I don't know about the second one, but the first one, I don't know about a monetary gain. I just think everything turns out for the best. So if they get $50, you get $50. I don't see any expanded money. I just see that everything turns out neutral. The parties are happy, and everybody goes their separate ways.
Okay. So really nothing coming my way then?
No. I'm seeing a possibility of money, but no. I just see the two court things, so I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, and you said the second court thing you're not so sure about. You don't see anything.
No, I didn't pick up anything on that.
Okay. Before I go, is there anything you'd like to tell me, any type, give me a warning or something like that to be on the lookout for?
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm only doing one question per caller,
okay.
And I've got like 20 people waiting. So,
sure.
Call again next week, and I'll answer your question, and I thank you for calling, okay?
Sure, no problem. Thanks, bye.
Okay, have a good week. Area code 610, and let me say this. One question per caller, so many people, and I want to help as many as I can. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. Miss Nina is in there. If you have questions in the chat room, she will try and help you as well, or if she needs to let me know, she'll do that too. Also, I want to let you know that the ninth caller, whoever the ninth caller is, gets a free one-hour reading from me. It's a $60 value, and it's free. So when I get to the ninth caller, I will let you know that you get the free reading. Okay, so let's go ahead. Area code 610. So who's this?
This is Sarah. Thank you so much for taking my call, and have a good evening.
Oh, good evening to you too, Sarah. So glad you called.
I'm sad because the long 4th of July fireworks weekend is over.
And I see flowers all around you. You must like the garden.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do. And, you know, what can I say? I love flowers. I have flowers inside, outside, everywhere, you name it.
I can see them all around you. Okay,
yeah.
So what's your question for me, Sarah?
Yeah, I'm going to be quick because I know you have a lot of folks waiting. Yeah, I wanted to ask you about my current job. I started there in April of this year, and you know, it was a nice transition from my other position because the other position, it was a good job too, but, you know, it was ending. And things were a bit iffy with the company. And I didn't think they were going to hire me, you know, after being to the interview so many times, I interviewed so many people. And it was a kind of funny story. When the CEO of the company was interviewing me, I had no clue it was him because they were trying to say it was going to be him and then another guy, and the other guy wasn't coming. I'm not sure what happened. So I was like, I was just myself in that interview. You know, I wasn't like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I had to be a bit more serious and a bit more, you know, in line. And I'm like, oh, my God, I didn't even know it was a CEO. I can't believe I acted like that. And then they called me in and they hired me.
You're fine. You're going to be in that job for 6 years.
Oh, okay.
You're going to be there for 6 years, yeah. And the only reason after 6 years that you're going to change is the promotion.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're going to do good in this job. But that's what
you feel that?
Yeah, Spirit just showed me, said you'll be there for 6 years. And after 6 years, you'll move up. It's a promotion coming. You're going to do quite well at this company. So,
right.
Yeah. In fact, in 6 months, what I'm picking up is a $2 raise. Yeah.
Oh.
$1.50 or $2, but I'm going to go with
that's
the Spirit,
nice.
A $2 raise. Mm-hmm.
You mean
yeah.
for what I'm making per hour? Because I'm salaried.
Yep.
Well, I guess they just prorate that. I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Yep.
They prorate that, right? They figure
yep.
it out by hour. Okay. And any you picking up any issues or anything at my job? I mean, as far as, you know, the most important thing is for me to get along with my boss and I guess the people I work with, you know, so.
I'm going to tell you this. Only because I'm telling you this because Spirit is telling me to tell you to be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
So don't say a lot about your personal life on this job, okay? If you want to share some things, make it very little. Go in there, do your job, come back out. I don't see – there is one lady that through these 6 years that you will be very close with. Y'all become good friends. But Spirit is just telling me to be quiet. In other words, watch your mouth. Don't tell anybody your business. Okay. All right, well, that's what Spirit
is showing
me.
I'm a very reserved person. Yeah.
Good.
I'm glad you told me. Thank you so much. And that's the thing, you know, because
yes,
I'm like, I don't want them to think I'm a weirdo, but I want to, like to participate, to have these events, you know, and, but I also
Oh, no, and that's fine. Yeah, no, Sarah, that's fine. Yeah, no,
awkward.
You're fine. No, don't awkward. Just be who you are yourself. You're a beautiful lady. Just be who you are, and just like Spirit say, in quietness, just be careful what you say, and that's all right. You know, do participate and do the things, and just don't talk too much about your personal life. Keep your personal life personal. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And congratulations. You got the job that you wanted. You're going to be there for 6 years. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
Thank you, Sarah, for calling, and you have a wonderful week there, young lady.
Thank you so much. Maybe I'll call you back next time whenever you're on again.
Every
sure
Sunday at 3 o'clock. Every Sunday at
okay.
3.
Okay.
All right.
Mark it
thank
on my calendar.
You.
Thank you so much. Take care.
You too. Area
bye.
Code 256, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing today?
I'm great. What about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. Now, what question can I answer for you?
My question is, when am I going to meet someone that is compatible with me in all ways? Romantically.
When you're clear, when you're clear about what you want.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Spirit said when you clear, you can put your foot in the door. It'll be that many coming towards you. Like, no, everybody, all these men can't come in. That's it. You just need clarity. The universe knows what you want, but just be clear and don't deviate from it. Brenda does this real good. She says, you know, make a list like communication, good lover, has an education, good worker.
The characteristics,
you know, the things that are important.
You want. Yeah.
Oh, there's Brenda. Go ahead, Bren. Thank you.
Yeah, the characteristics that you want, that you're looking for. But
I've done that.
Yeah. You've done that. You made a list. And you keep that list, and you look at that list all the time, or you put it under your pillow or in your Bible, and, you know, you have a copy there.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the other thing is, then you're going to have to wait if you're looking for the right one. If you're looking for just in the moment or the meantime, that's a completely different thing.
No, I'm not looking at – I mean, I have guys that come up to me, and I already know intuitively – that this would just be a waste of my time. So.
Okay.
Kimberly, I'm picking up the name John or Jonathan.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe jot that down if you come across a man that you're introduced to named John or Jonathan, because I was picking that up. You're looking for a long-term relationship, and so be it. That's true. So it will happen, though. I'll tell you what, you're going to have playmates July and August. So you're intuitive. You know when I say playmates, somebody just to go out and have fun with, enjoy, or somebody that feels the void of sex for a moment, but it's not the long-term guy. That's why I said July and August, you're just a plaything, you know.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But by the fall, it will get serious. I would say by September, October, it will start to get serious, and you'll be meeting more men with substance. In other words, when you least expect it, they'll start what you're looking for will come into fruition.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, universe just wants you to show you what you don't want, but you can still have fun. Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Kimberly, and you have a wonderful week and a great love life, too, girlfriend. All righty. Thank you for calling. Area code 404. You're welcome, honey. Area code 404, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sneezer.
Oh, finding you. And who's this? I'm sorry.
This is Tanisha.
Tanisha or Tanisha?
Yes.
Tanisha. Oh, I have a niece named Tanisha. We call her Tina.
Oh, she must be awesome.
Nene. We call her Nene. Yeah, I saw her Friday at the family gathering. Okay. Well, Tanisha, what can I do for you, young lady? What's your question for me? And also, everybody, we have Brenda on as well. Okay,
hi,
go
Brenda.
Ahead.
Hi, sweetie.
I'm just calling just to see about my career, looking for a job, and just graduated. So just curious to see when something is coming in because I'm in transition of where I'm supposed to be moving.
Okay, and so you're looking for work and you want to know, well, what are you looking for work in what area? And then I can
social work, social services.
Okay, good enough.
I just get a really strong sense that you're not quite set with your or confident in your skills. Are you, when you interview or you look for your jobs, are you kind of going in there sort of uncertain?
Well, I haven't really had any interviews yet, so can't really say that.
Your career is it's really going to be dependent on how you present yourself, and you've really got to bolster yourself, because it's almost like they don't really know if you're going to do it, because I'm just telling you, around you is sort of this uncertainty from you. Not for what's available.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff available. I mean, I get the impression that there's a lot available to you, but you have to present yourself in a way that I can do this. I'm there.
Okay.
But I think that's going to be dependent as far as you walking in and getting a job.
Okay. So you don't see anything soon?
Oh, no. I think that you have a real strong opportunity coming up, but you have to strengthen how you present yourself. I'll tell you this. If you walk into an interview, any interview for any job that you go out for in the next month, and you feel really confident, that's the job that's going to be successful. If you go into that job and you're sort of like, yeah, I'm not really sure, and maybe that's why you're just, that's not the right job for you, I don't know why that is, but the one where you're really confident, that's the one. And I believe that, well, Lance can tell you, but I think that there's something coming up in the next month.
Okay,
Tanisha, what I picked up was social DSHS. That's what we call it here, but it's Department of Social and Health Services. I see you putting an application in there, and also a community service center.
Yeah.
I see you there also working. So, Brenda's right there. Opportunities are there for you. Just apply yourself.
Georgia?
Take that. I'm sorry?
In Georgia? Is that in Georgia or in New Jersey?
You're moving to New Jersey.
I didn't see any state. I just saw the job, what was coming up if you applied.
Okay.
So
where are you
going to
be in the
matter.
End of the month?
This month I should be in Georgia.
So you're transitioning to Georgia from Jersey?
No, well, it's up in the air. I can stay in Georgia or I can go back to New Jersey.
Okay, yeah, you got to, yeah. Maybe that's what the confidence, you got to make the decision, right? You got to make the decision.
Well, I think I decided to stay in Georgia, so I don't like New Jersey too much.
Okay, so when you start with, I think I decided, that still tells me you're not there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to move on. Tanisha, DSHS or Community Social Services, okay? Check those two out in Georgia, but you will get hired at one of those places. So I thank you for calling, and you have a wonderful week, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 480, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Listened to the show the first time last weekend and tried to call in, but I'm glad I got on board today.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, what can we help you with, Mike?
Well, got a question. I've recently moved back to an area, Arizona, and I've been working on my business, which I can live anywhere. And one of the main groups that I work with to send business to, that gentleman has the first name of Bruce. And I was just kind of curious in what your vibe and what you're picking up on, whether that's a successful source for my business.
Okay. Bruce is wavering. Let me find out why.
Yeah.
Wavering.
What I'm
He's
getting
not
is
for sure.
that it's a start. Like, it'll start out well. It's not a partnership I would keep for the long haul. Does
Understood.
That mean anything? Does that mean anything?
Well, it's in the sense that he's been a wealth of information for the consulting that I do, and bringing business to and so forth. So over the past couple of years, he's been really supportive, and I've really gotten some momentum going. But every time something gets close to the finish line, like for instance, he went away for 2 weeks a month ago, and a deal was like going very smoothly. Clients are participating like they should. The attorneys on their part are actually saying this is going great. And then all of a sudden, as soon as he went on vacation, everything hit the fan. So I was just like, oh, okay. So, and it's been happening the past couple of months. It's been like that. And I just kind of wanted to know. He even proposed that he had a deal that looked like might be going through and that he would, you know, give me X amount of dollars to kind of support me over the next year so I can truly focus on this job and not have to, you know, wait tables part-time, bartend, that type of stuff.
Mike, let me tell you something. Bruce wants you to stand up and go for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest
yep.
with you. What I see is
yep.
he's tired of helping you. He wants you to stand up, take the reins, run with the horse and the carriage yourself. That's why he's wavering. It's like he feels he's done enough now. It's up to you.
Oh, I understand
okay.
that, but the thing that I'm looking at is a lot of again, there's a lot of shady people within the industry that we work in. I believe he's honest, and I get that feeling about him. And you know, so it's just a matter of a deal actually getting funded. So there's only so much I can do, especially after the past couple of months when his end and his people have dropped the ball.
Well, like
it's almost like, can I just say something? It's almost like a starter and a finisher, right? You know
yep.
those different types of people in business. This
yep.
is your starter. This is like
right.
the person who brings you, and then they, they're gone. So
okay.
I don't know where you're hoping to take him as far as your business goes, but the long haul, I'm just telling you, I get a real strong sensation that it's not the long haul for your business. As in, I guess like Lennis is saying, the way she's saying it is one way. The way I'm seeing it is what keeps bonging for me, a starter, not a finisher. So,
okay. No, that,
and,
that,
and
that,
I don't
that
get a
sense,
sense
yeah.
that he's dishonest either. I'm just
right, no.
saying that's his position. Even though
right.
you kind of want him to be there more.
I just want a deal to close.
yeah.
Yeah, well, he
yeah.
wants you to do that, not him.
Well, right, but,
yeah.
but he holds all the information for the deal to go through. I don't
okay,
have access
then maybe
to it.
You need to reposition the way that you come at that. It's like, okay, how do I make sure that this finishes? Starter and finisher just keeps bonging over and over and over in my head. And it really does, I don't know what it is you're not seeing about yourself, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a reason why he's starting and not finishing with you.
Okay. Okay.
There's
interesting.
At some point, you've got to rely on you.
Yep.
Oh, right.
And,
no,
and
exactly
they will
it.
Rely on you when you step up. You're on the precipice is the way I see it. You're really on the edge of making everything pop.
Right. And I get that feeling.
Yeah.
I just need
but
a,
it's not
a
because,
deal.
It's
yeah.
not because of him as much as you think it is.
Okay. Oh, no, there's trust me, there's a lot of moving parts in this.
yeah. Trust me, I sense that.
Yeah,
and
a
I
lot
sense
of moving
that
parts.
You're dealing with a lot of big stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, it's yeah, there's a lot of money involved.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Mike, for calling. We appreciate your question, and we definitely wish you the very best in your future endeavors. Sounds
thank
like
you
got
so
it
much.
Going on, so shoot, just keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, you're
going
to do fine, Mike. Yeah.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you very much.
You're most welcome. Thank you for calling. Area code 613, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
This is Donna. I just want to ask about a man named Cam. I'm just wondering if you see him reaching out to me again and communicating, and if so, when?
Okay, it's K-E-M?
No, C-A-M.
Yeah.
Oh, C-A-M,
yeah.
That way, okay. Honey,
yeah,
you know, the way things are spelled nowadays, it can be three or four different directions. Okay. Concentrate on Cam. I'm getting a little bit of a headache on the left-hand side of my head going down from the front to the back.
I don't feel the strength on his end as much as I feel it on your end.
Okay, I am picking up the Cam as a playboy. Spirit is telling me he's a playboy or a player, as some people say. It's not within him right now to settle down.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like the type, but he doesn't seem like he's, yeah.
I
mean, what I'm trying to say is he's not glitzy that way, right? He just, where his head is at is not at the settling part.
No.
You know if I may hear from him again, like if he may reach out and communicate with me again?
You want to know if he's going to reach out to you again?
Yeah.
Yeah, he will. But understand, he's a player. Don't look to this man for no relationship now.
Do you know
when I said player, okay, as friends, yeah, he'll reach out. In fact, he may reach out to have sex. But he's not into a relationship. If that's what you're looking for is just someone to enjoy for the moment, then that's him. But if you're looking for a man with a relationship long-term, you can be together, it's not Cam. Believe me.
Do you have any timing as to when I might hear from him?
Okay. Possibility in 2 weeks, I'm picking up right now.
Yeah, 2-3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you see
but definitely not serious.
Do you see us like staying in communication?
What? Do I see you're looking for a long term. You're
well,
asking
I'm
me
just,
the questions.
I'm just wanting.
I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to help you. I don't want you to get your feelings hurt.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if you stay in my life and continue communicating. That's all.
Not the way you think. Certainly not the way you're hoping.
No.
And
on his end,
staying in your life could very easily just mean, like, he might call you once a month, you know, or not. It just whenever it, you know, might pass through his head. For you, it's like every scrap you're waiting for. It does not have the same feeling for you that you have. For him.
Donna, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Are you needy?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway, Cam is not the one. Someone else, I'm sure, will come. And
I'm not really concerned as much like about having, you know, like, I just want him back in my life, that's all. I mean, however it turns out, that's all. So I'm just wondering whether he'll communicate and whether... do you know when I may see him again in person?
Yeah, we just said two or three weeks.
2-3 weeks, yeah.
That I might see him in person too?
Well, that's up to you two.
I'll make
you're
contact.
You're going to communicate on the phone, yeah. You're going to make contact. Whether you see each other, that's up to you two.
Do you see things being pleasant at that point, like when he contacts me?
Are you looking for a friendship with this man, Donna? Is that what it is? You just want to
I'm
be
just,
friends? Like,
I'm just wanting him back in my life, that's all.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if he will be...
He's not going to jump through any hoops for you, okay?
No.
So if everything is so convenient that he sort of walks in the door and everything's laid out, then that's great. But it's like any, for instance, if he were to call tomorrow and you didn't answer the phone exactly right then and there, then it's like you might miss the phone call and he may not call you back for a couple months. I mean, it's just that mercurial for him.
Yeah.
And he will take advantage of the fact that it means more to you. As long as it's convenient for him, that's fine.
Yeah.
And like I said, he's not a glitzy player kind of person, but how he thinks about being in touch with you, nowhere near where you are. So if you're just happy for him to have somewhere and be anywhere in your life or communicate with you, communication, I see that, like Linus, in the next 2 to 3 weeks. But, you know, if you're willing to take a crumb, then you'll probably get some.
Do you see the communication being pleasant?
Yes. I don't think you're listening, but anyway.
I know.
I think we've answered your question. Is he going to contact you? He's going to contact you, yeah.
Or
be in touch with you somehow, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Donna, thank you for calling. We appreciate your question, and we wish you the very best, and we do hope that things work out for the best for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, have a very good week, and love yourself, okay? Love yourself first.
I do. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome, Donna. Thank you for calling. Area code 360.
Hi.
You are the ninth caller.
Oh, my God.
You get a free reading, young lady. Who's this?
Oh, my God. My name's Lori.
Okay, Lori. When I get through talking, Nina will get with you and get your information from you so I can call and give you your hour reading.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so ask me and Brenda your question. What you want to know?
My living situation, it's just like today I was just like, I can't stand it, you know. I'm just wondering when, you know, things are going to change.
Lori, are you living in a group home or in a...
No, I have my own apartment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it a special living facility?
No, I have Section 8 housing, though. And the property manager lady, she's really kind of abusive to me.
Lori, I remember you now.
Yeah.
Because remember you were going to move in with a friend, and then I told you,
What happened? He says I have to call him back around the 16th of July now, and, you know, I still don't know. That's still up in the air.
Okay,
and then
now,
I'm having an inspection on Friday, and I'm going to try to... Yeah, a re-inspection.
Okay.
Because the woman said that there's not going to be any more maintenance out here or anything. She goes, it's as is. It's like, you got to be kidding me. I think the refrigerator is about to go, you know.
Well, wait a minute. Now, Lori, did you check with Section 8 to see, could you get an apartment somewhere else and get out of where you're located? Or do you have to wait on a list for a while before you can make that
move?
Well,
they're going to come out and reinspect the place.
Okay. And then?
Yeah, on Friday. And
okay.
Then perhaps they will consider... Because this one attorney was saying, well, it could be considered a constructive eviction where, you know, it's just not a healthy place to live, and then they won't pay them, this property manager, anymore, you know, but I'm still worried about my deposit of $1,000, you know, getting that back.
Right. Your attorney's going to help you with that. So
okay.
Now once they do the inspection and everything, then
Friday.
They can tell you then if you want to move, but then, of course, you got to have another place to go to, but you'll
right.
be able,
right.
whatever the concern. Well, good. Well, good.
Yeah,
well, it sounds like you just need to wait till, huh?
It depends on what that inspector says on Friday. It depends
okay,
on what he
well,
determines.
Well, what I'm picking up right now, Lori, is good. I'm not
okay.
picking up anything bad. I'm picking up good that it's going to work in your behalf.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah, yep.
Really
you're doing good.
Today.
I know, Lori, but you're doing good. Even since last week I talked to you, look, now you got your people coming out Friday to inspect. So, see,
yeah.
girl, you're doing good. You just keep believing in Lori. You're doing good. I told you. You got the confidence. Don't doubt yourself. You're
okay.
going to probably be out of there and be at a place where you'll be at peace.
Yeah.
In your mind. So let's let the people do what they have to do to analyze, observe, whatever, and then get you out of there to someplace else.
Okay.
Yeah, you're moving.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. You are
so,
moving.
Yeah.
Yep. So
but don't
after,
worry about the funds. Yeah, that stuff's going to work out itself out.
Well,
you,
yep.
There's some things they can't do with Section 8, so.
Mm-hmm. Do you, when you see this,
you'll get your $1,000 back. Now, mind you, but you know your attorney's going to take a third now. You know, he got to get his little taste of change.
well,
but you will get it back. He'll get it back for you. So, yeah.
Okay.
You're going to do good. You're doing good, honey. Prayers are answered. Believe me.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you think August it'll be a change of residence?
Okay.
Lena?
Yeah.
Okay.
If not sooner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
August, if not sooner. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. So call me now.
So
call
me. Put that in your head. Yeah, I'm moving. Just start saying that all the time. I'm moving before the end of August, I'm in my new place.
Okay.
I am in my new place before the end of August. Just say that to yourself over and over and over. Even say it under your breath when you're dealing with nasty women.
Okay.
Just feel vindicated and feel positive about it. You know, even if you get emotional, just, you know, it's like you know that all of her nastiness will no longer be able to afflict
to bother.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, Lori, I want you to stay on the line because Nina's going to get with you and get your information and call you back to give you, you know, an hour's reading. Not today, but we'll get together for a time and date. But anyway, thank you for being our ninth caller, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. And stay on the line now. Nina will be right with you.
Okay.
Area code 714, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Alexis calling from Orange County, California.
Well, hello, Miss Alexis. How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Well, my question for you was going to be in regard to what's going on with my channeling abilities, but after listening to you, you're really good, so if there's anything that's, you know, just whatever. I guess I don't have a question.
No. Let me, because I can see you. There's a line from the top of your head. There's a thing going up toward heaven. God, I don't want to say thing. It's not a line. It's like God, I can
strong
see
connection.
Yeah, very strong connection. That's good, Brenda. It's like, you know how a water hose is, how the hose looks? That's what I'm seeing, Alexis. From the top of your head, there's a hose going up to heaven. Okay.
And it's coming from your third eye. Yeah.
Go ahead, Brenda.
Yeah, it's coming from your third eye. Yeah, and I see yellow. I don't know what color you're seeing, Linus, but I see really strong yellow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's warm.
You're gifted. Mm-hmm. She's
Thank
gifted. You.
You
should be on the show with us. Yeah. What do you want to know, Alexis, that you don't know already? Girl, you're gifted, and you're channeling. Let me tell you, when you do this, always pray before and pray afterwards. Also, cover yourself with white light from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, okay? Because not only the negativity, we have psychic vampires, oh, my God, just a list of things. So you want to make sure that when you do this, whether you're reading on somebody like I'm doing right now or channeling for someone, that you have protected yourself with white light and you've also prayed to keep you grounded and that the most accurate information comes through to help someone.
Okay, yeah,
go by
I
your
do
first
that.
Instinct.
I do.
Oh, well, you're doing good, Alex. You're doing good.
Thank you.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
Keep it going, girl. Keep it going. Yeah.
Okay.
Proud of you.
Okay.
Yeah, and check back in and tell us about your experiences.
Yes, please do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Alex, for calling. Have a wonderful week.
Have a good day.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, area code 215. You're on the line with Linus. Oops.
Hey,
yeah, 215. Who's this?
My name is Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer. And what's your question today?
My question is, I am looking to move, like, in a week, and I want to see, is everything going to go okay? I have to get out of where I am.
Okay.
I'll tell you straight up.
Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead, Lennis.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, there's something with your transportation. I don't know what's going on, but get it handled. I don't know who you was supposed to help you. I don't know if it's in your own vehicle, but make sure you check your transportation. Make sure it's all okay. Check it twice, three times, whatever. I don't know what... It's going to either cause you a delay or cause you a problem on the day that you're moving.
It's funny that you say that because we're trying to figure out how to rent something so I can move. But my car is brand new. My car is only a couple months old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you must have stuff bigger than your car.
Yeah.
Well, then let me just say this. If you rent a U-Haul truck or something, don't forego the insurance. Make sure you get it. You know, make sure that you find out what will happen if the car, if the truck breaks down.
Okay.
So you're not.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That, I know you didn't ask that question, so that's just a little freebie from me.
No,
go
that's
ahead.
Okay. Anything you're willing to offer, I'm cool with.
Okay, so what was the question? I'm sorry. There's a lot of static in your call, and it's tearing my ear up, and I don't know why. Do you hear that, Brenda?
Yeah,
it's tearing my ear up. What was your question, Jennifer?
My question is that I was wondering if how did you see my move going to the new apartment? Am I going to get the apartment within a couple weeks? Is everything going to be smooth?
I saw 3 weeks. I know you're saying two, but I see 3 weeks because on the second week there's a delay. You were going to move the second week, but there's a delay, so it's 3 weeks before you move. But you know what, Jennifer? Can I say something? And I don't mean any harm, but can I have you call back in next Sunday? There is so much static. It's like a needle in my ear right now trying to read you. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's your cell phone or what, but it's just like something sharp going in my ear. So could you call
maybe
back?
Maybe we should take
really
down her number
that.
To make sure that when we see her, we can pop her
can
on
quick.
Can you
hear me better now? Hello?
No, there's
I'm
some...
here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I... Okay, all right. Okay.
Well, I'm just going to say real quickly, Jennifer, I see you moving. I do believe there's some kind of delay. I don't know if it's the transportation, but I do see you moving. And I do, so I mean, you're gonna get your apartment, but there's,
okay,
you know, something's gonna be delayed in there.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank
yeah.
you.
It's minor. Right?
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay.
As long as it's nothing major, yeah. I'm okay.
Yeah.
Thank
oh
you
no,
so
it's
much,
minor.
Guys.
You're
yeah.
welcome. You're welcome. And have a wonderful
have a
week
weekend.
And a good move. Yes, ma'am.
Thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 203, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Ebony. Hi, thanks for taking
Hi,
my
Ebony.
Call, Lennis and Brenda. Hey, hey.
Hi.
Welcome.
My question
oh,
is,
oh, that sounds so sigh, sad. What's wrong, Ebony?
I don't know. I'm having a low point today, but I'm just wondering if anything is going to clear up financially. I see, like, people around me that, you know, things are just moving ahead and they're parachuting ahead, and I'm still, I feel like even though my priorities are in the correct place, I'm the one, you know how they say good things happen to bad people, like, I'm the one that's still kind of struggling and everything, and it just kind of hit me more recently because, you know, I'm seeing people kind of doing good, doing much better than myself and my daughter, and I don't know, like, I felt like I should be not caring as much because, one, I'll have a lot less stress, but maybe, you know, maybe something financially will come through. Everybody around me seem to be doing much better, I guess. I don't know.
Your connections with your family, it causes a lot of havoc in your energy system.
Yeah,
like, I don't know who your family is, and I don't know if they're just keep asking for things, or when you've got stuff you got to do, then they come up with things that are more important. I don't know what it is. You got a family issue going on, and it's sucking up a lot of your positive energy. You're putting somebody in front of you a lot. Who is it?
I don't know, everyone. I'm a selfless
okay.
person, that's the thing. So I tend to go above and beyond for everybody, and then they benefit from the situation more than I do, which isn't, you know, I believe that, you know, and karma and that God's going to bless me regardless. You know, I'm not doing things just to expect anything in return because I feel like God is going to bless me. It's just that I feel like I work harder than most people, but they are reaping the benefits and the blessings, and I'm not.
Okay, Ebony, let me tell you two things. Number one, stop letting people take your kindness for weakness. You're a good person, and you got a lot of heart. Your heart is heavy today. That's why you're down. Your heart is
yeah.
because of the love that you have for people. So number one, don't let people take your kindness for weakness. And number two, don't be envious you can be happy for other people and the good things that happen for them. Don't be envious because you know what? You don't know what's going on behind that closed door. They may be driving a brand new Mercedes today and tomorrow being a hoopty. Okay? So don't worry mm-hmm. about that. You're doing what you have chosen to do, which is to bless yourself and your child. Do that. Don't worry about the other things. And when people come to you for money, stop it. Stop it. You take care of Ebony. Self-preservation is number one. If we don't take care of ourselves, how in the world can we take care of anybody else? And love yourself
now,
first. Go ahead.
And let me tag on to Lennis. When a lot of Christians like to talk about how they are supposed to do for everyone else, but you have somehow negated the fact that you're a child of God too. And as a child of God,
right.
you're not supposed to treat that child of God as less than. So how
That's
is it
right.
that you do that to yourself? Would you treat yourself or subjugate yourself as less than or always sort of, you know, put everyone in front of someone else that you always help?
No.
Yeah. So
I know. I know. It
so
hurts.
This is a wake-up call.
It hurts
call.
When you... Yep, this is your wake-up call. Hello, the door is opening. Ebony loves Ebony, me, myself, and I. And Ebony is going to help Ebony to be happy. That's what you're going to do, make yourself happy. God is blessing you, but you need to bless yourself, honey. And I'm going to tell you what, do this for me this week. I don't know if you like a hamburger or you like a salad. I want you to go to a restaurant by yourself, sit there, whether it's a hamburger or you have you a nice salad, and love you. And just sit there. I don't know if you drink, you want to have a glass of wine or some soda or infused water. But just sit there and say, you know what, every bite I'm taking, because I love me, and I love this salad, and I love this hamburger, and you know what, I feel pretty good. This is for me. Make yourself
happy.
Yeah,
freedom comes with no, the word no. So,
oh Lord,
you
yes.
might want to try this week too. When somebody,
yep.
one of your friends or somebody, it's like, yeah, do you think you can? And they'll come at you, like, can you do such and such? And you can tell that they just expect you to do it. Just tell them
mm-hmm.
you don't have time this time, or you just tell them no.
Yeah.
Yep.
Even
and if they
you
get mad,
have
so.
To walk out of your house and take a
Amen.
Walk, so that when they keep calling back, you're not there to answer it.
Yeah.
You have to, listen, you're drowning under other people's stuff, and that's how come your spirit is saying, this ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
exactly, yeah.
Okay.
Do you see my finances improving at all? Like, I just opened a business.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I can only do one question, but let me tell you this, Ebony.
Okay.
Go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com.
Okay.
Click on prayers. The last prayer, you'll see the first page that comes up is five prayers. The last prayer at the bottom, I want you to say that prayer for 21 days. Do this for me because I want you to call me back in 21 days. I want to know what transpired. Do that last prayer, okay, for 21 days by the end of this month. Yes, ma'am, it works. Call me the 31st or the 30th, whatever, the end of July. I want to know what transpired with you. And me and Brenda will be praying for you too. But okay, we got to get some stuff, and Nina, too. We got to get some stuff off of you. So like Brenda said,
yeah.
there's too much heaviness on your spirit. God wants you to feel light, airy, fun, smiling,
yeah.
jumping up and down. You can't feel that right now. Your spirit has taken too much in, and it's not fair. Because like Brenda said, in your spirit you know what they're doing is not right. So...
Okay.
Have dinner to yourself. Number two, what Brenda said, say no. It will feel so good. Like I said, even if they get upset with you, girl, that no will feel so good. It'll feel like a high five. And then number three.
Well, one other thing to always remember, too, it's like you're not God, right? So
yes.
you have to handle everybody's stuff. And I guarantee you, if you can't do whatever it is they want or you tell them no, they'll find somebody else.
Hmm.
Needy people always find someone else to get what their needs met.
Yeah.
Their needs met. They always do.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's a closed shop from now on. Close shop, and you will be surprised how people will start to change the way they treat you when you start treating yourself better.
Wow. I don't believe they heard. Okay, Ebony, thank you for calling. We love you. We'll be praying for you.
Thank you.
And say that no, girl.
Right back.
Stand up for Ebony.
Yeah.
You're a lovely person, beautiful human being. Remember that, okay? And
yes,
you do matter.
You.
Don't ever forget that. You are important in this world.
Thank you.
All right. Love you, girl. Okay, we're going to go to our next call. You're listening to Psychic Readings with Linus and Brenda on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the chat room is open. Moderator Miss Nina is in there to answer your questions as well. Okay, next call, area code... 347, area code 347. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Tamika?
Tanika with an M, like Nancy.
Oh, Monique.
Tanika.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Tamika?
Tanika.
I'm sorry.
Like an N as in Nancy. Tanika.
Oh, Namika. Oh, okay, got you. Okay,
no.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know what you saw for the future for me. And I guess you could say my ex-boyfriend, Nick. We were together this whole year, and we had a good relationship, and we just kind of have separated since around Memorial Day weekend. And I really don't feel like it's totally over, and we had a lot of plans together as far as the future with marriage and children. I just want to know what you kind of see for us, because I know we had a really strong connection, and I just wanted to know, like, what's going on with him, if he's going to come back, and when he is, and if he is, and if we're going to work out, because, I mean, I really felt like we had something good.
Okay, Namika, what's his name? I just need his first name.
His name is Nick.
I couldn't hear. There was scratching in the background. Could you repeat that?
Yes, his name is Nick.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to be honest with you. First thing I saw, he was with another woman.
Yes, that's exactly what I saw. And I just didn't want to be the
woman.
One to say it.
I don't see him coming back.
And yes,
know.
He will still come around, but I just feel.
Yeah, I mean, I'm honest. I tell you, whatever the angels give me, that's what I put out there to you. They're showing me you.
Oh, I didn't want to tell you, sweetie. I didn't.
Well,
but
what?
I'm so
I'm
glad
honest.
You said it. Yeah.
No, I'm being honest. And if I can't read anything, I'll tell you that too, but I'm being honest. There's another woman. He's not coming back. You may see each other through passing each other at different events or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have
his heart is
together,
not as invested as yours.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, honey. He's moved on. He's with someone else, and he's happy. What happened between you two that brought the split up maybe is more the question to ask, but maybe not since he's moved on now, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's something better for
you
down the road, let me just tell you that. And you may not believe that right now because of all the investment you've put into that relationship. Trust me. There's something better down the road. Not as soon as this month, but, yeah. He's taking advantage.
I thought these other psychics had told me that he was going to come back, and he's thinking of me, and, you know, they don't see him with anyone else. They said they didn't see him with anyone else, and they said that he was going to be back probably soon. So I didn't, you know. But
listen, he'll want to come. When I say he'll come back, like, Len is like in passing, but I think it's not even a think. The feeling I get is like, yeah, there is another woman. That's why the breaks are happening. And then... Yeah, maybe when that other woman is either out of town or around her family's house or something, then you might get a phone call, and then, you know, maybe you guys spend a weekend together, and you think things are, but it's not. It is not.
Okay.
The energy is, yeah. And quite honestly, I was reluctant to tell you because I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I can feel your investment. It's really, you put a lot into
hurting.
It.
She's hurting and she's bitter right now, and so be it. I mean, I wouldn't expect anything different from you because you're a human being. Of course, when you felt the love of your life and then you split up, like, what the hell, what's going on here? But it was not meant to be. Believe what Brenda's saying, somebody better is coming your way that's going to love you the way you want to be loved and cherish you as a woman that you are. Just because sometimes we're in different relationships doesn't always mean that that's the one. Maybe we're just being shown that that's what we don't want because something better is on the way. And actually, that's the best way to say it. If I were you, I would just say, well, the right guy's on his way, and I'm just waiting for him, and I'll just keep on living day to day because I know he's right around the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Trust me, that guy will keep trying to re-enter your life. And when you're with the better man, he'll really upstep his game. You have to be really careful. Yeah.
That he's involved with someone right now. Like, this is something no psychic has ever said to me, like, in the last 2 weeks. They said that he's not around any other woman. He's thinking of me, and he's going to come back. But so you're saying he is involved with somebody else, though?
Yes, he is.
Oh, it's no joke. And he'll
he's
deny that.
He's in love
that.
With this person. Let me just tell you, he's in love
he's
with this
not
person.
There.
No, he's in love with this
I'm
person.
I'm sure
he'll
deny
no
that one real good. Or he'll just, you know, listen,
yep.
When somebody tells you it's just not working out or, you know, I don't know, people are not lukewarm with you when they are passionately in love with you.
Right.
And you feel this. I know you do. That's why you came to us, because you're still not feeling, you know that something's wrong.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because...
Honey, go ahead and trust your intuitive side. It's okay. Even if
yes.
you don't want to hear what it says to you.
No, I believe you. Because the last time we saw each other was Memorial Day weekend, and everything is very passionate. We're telling each other we love each other. I didn't get the feeling that he was involved with anyone around that time. And so we had a big blow-up. We haven't spoken since then. And then sometimes I feel like he's thinking about me, and then sometimes I feel like he's going to come back soon, but I just don't know if you could love somebody and leave him alone for so long, and I just felt funny about that. So, but if you're saying that he's involved with someone else, that changes a lot for me. I didn't know that that was going on. I didn't know that was going on, but if that is going on, then that kind of that changes a lot for me. So I don't know if he's going to come back or not. You're saying he might or whatever, but I didn't know.
Not come back
on.
And be in a relationship with you. What Brent and I are trying to tell you, stop being used by this guy, okay? Bottom
right.
line. You're a good woman.
Don't wait for the
stop
phone.
Stop waiting on him.
Anybody.
Yeah, being used. Okay?
You know
they
what?
Want to come
if
out
somebody's sitting there, call
but
you.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to call you. Say, if somebody told you they were going to call you at 4 o'clock, you know, at 4:05, it's time to get excuse my language, just get out of the house. Get out of the house, go do something with another friend, because if they call at 4:06, they've missed that opportunity. And I tell you what, if there's somebody who really wants that opportunity, they will stop being late on the phone call. And if you can't understand my analogy, I'm trying to keep it really basic.
I understand.
You don't have to wait for anybody. Understand your true worth. If you're not sure what it is, go find some real good friends and let them tell you about who you are. Because they'll tell you the truth if they're good friends.
So you're saying that he's not going to change?
Okay, I got to cut this off now because I only have 1 minute left in the show, and I want to make one quick announcement. This week on the Essence of Success Network is going to be about mental health, okay? All the shows, L&B Empowerment, Bring Your Own Brilliance, In the Studio, Filmcology, Friday Traffic Jam, and Time to Love on Saturday. We are all going to be discussing mental health this week, and I would suggest that if you can, please turn in, especially to the show tomorrow night, L&B Empowerment, because it's going to be a good show. And every show this week, y'all, thank you, everybody, for joining us today on Psychic Readings. I'm sorry, it's so many calls that I was unable to get with you, and I apologize for that. Just call in next week, and we will definitely try and get you on the line. Again, one question per caller every ninth. Caller gets a free reading from me. So enjoy your week, and I hope everybody do good. Give somebody a smile or a hug and let them know that you're loved and you love them, okay? And love yourself first, please.
Good show,
okay,
ladies.
Have a good
Thanks,
week.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great week.
Good show, Lennon.
Thank you. Good night, Nina. Good night, Brenda. Good night, Lennon.
Good night, Lennon. Good night, Brenda.